This is Terry Mendel, D.O. Dick Ching, an attorney letter to Patrick Midla, M-I-D-L-A, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Midla, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Anthony Ritter, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, last name Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R. On March 27th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 47-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 340 pounds, period. The patient was injured in a work injury on or about March 23rd, 2020, period. He was working in the Speedway gas station, taking care of trash when his right shoulder pop, period. It was a very heavy load, period. He felt an immediate pop with pain, but the pain became worse over the next few hours and days, period. He had pain in his right shoulder down his entire right arm, including elbow pain, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having problems with bad pain and diminished range of motion of the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a torn rotator cuff, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It is worse with activity, period. It occurs approximately 7 hours per day, period. The pain is described as throbbing and sharp, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He had surgery approximately 2.5 years ago for this problem. He did get some relief, but he's still experiencing pain and diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that he was seen at Greenwood Orthopedics. He had x-rays. Initially, the elbow was the greatest area of pain, and MRIs were done, and ultimately an MRI was done of the shoulder showing a rotator cuff tear, and it did require surgery, period. He states that he had surgery at Community South approximately 2.5 years ago, and then he went to ATI for physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with daily hygiene, such as cleaning his butt following defecation, lifting children, or any type of lifting over 4 pounds, sports such as basketball and football, yard work, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include clonopin, sleep medicines, diabetes medicines, and over-the-counter medicines for pain from this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, topical medicines such as icy hot and patches, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, anxiety, insomnia, and osteoarthritis, but it did not require any medications, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for right shoulder rotator cuff repair approximately 2.5 years ago due to this injury period. Left shoulder surgery 2017 due to a torn rotator cuff period, and left hip replacement 2023 period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right shoulder in the past period. His left shoulder was injured in 2017 due to a fall causing a torn rotator cuff period. His left hip was injured in 2022 in an automobile accident period. Both arthritis and this automobile accident led up to a hip replacement period. The patient, as mentioned, was involved in an automobile accident in 22, injuring his left hip and a concussion period. The patient had a work injury in 2017 of his left shoulder due to a fall period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient presently works at Fresh Time as a manager, full-time period. Because of this injury, he missed approximately 1 year of work period. He presently can work full-time, but requires him to work with pain and takes frequent breaks, period. New paragraph. After review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Medical records from Family Medicine Encounter, April 23rd, 2020, states 56-year-old being followed via telehealth due to COVID-19 pandemic precautions, period. He reports he was pulling some overfilled trash out at work on March 23rd, 2020, which had stuck, and when he jerked to pull it free, he heard a pop in his right arm, and since then he has been having pain in his right biceps, period. Assessment is arm pain anterior, plan suspect right biceps tendon tear, period. Referral given to orthopedic surgery, period. Greenwood Orthopedic Note, April 28th, 2020, states 43-year-old male who is being seen for a chief complaint of elbow involving the right elbow, period. He reports he was trying to remove a full trash bag from the trash bin when he heard and felt a pop, period. X-ray interpretation of the elbow was documented, period. Impression. They state radiographs reveal underlying arthritis in the elbow joint, period. He demonstrates limitation with flexion and supination, period. Exam is consistent with biceps tendon rupture, period. Recommend MRI to evaluate for biceps tendon rupture, period. CDI imaging. May 6, 2020, MRI of the right elbow showed mild lateral epicondylitis, period. Greenwood Orthopedic Notes, June 19, 2020, presents to our office with worsening right biceps pain, period. His pain is localized at the anterior aspect of the right upper arm, period. Abnormalities were documented on examination. X-rays of the shoulder showed type 2 acromion, period, and mild-appearing AC joint arthritis, period. No fracture or dislocation, period. Their impression and plan was right shoulder pain. They state he has limited range of motion. His exam is concerning for rotator cuff tear, possible biceps tear, period. Recommend an MRI, period. Greenwood Orthopedic Notes, July 6, 2020. MRI of the right shoulder was reviewed, showing full thickness tearing of the supraspinatus tendon at the anterior insertion and underlying supraspinatus tendinosus. Number two, mild to moderate infraspinatus and subscapularis tendinosus. Number three, tearing of the superior and posterior superior labrum along the chondrolabral junction, in parenthesis, slap tear. Chondrolabral is spelled C-H-O-N-D-R-O-L-A-B-R-A-L. Impression is rotator cuff tear, complete right. MRI reveals a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus. I believe the labral pathology is more likely than not chronic in nature, period. Patient elects to proceed with rotator cuff repair, period. Greenwood Orthopedic Notes, July 22nd, 2020. 43-year-old male, a status post right shoulder biceps tendinesis, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, and rotator cuff repair on July 13th, 2020. He continues to complain of severe pain, period. He denies new injuries, period. Impression, post-op shoulder rotator cuff repair, period. ATI physical therapy note, November 27th, 2020. Patient has attended a total of 21 visits of physical therapy since surgery. He shows a lack of full range of motion, period. He will benefit from continued skilled therapy to address this deficit, period. Patient is lacking strength, period. Community Surgery Center South, note July 13th, 2020. Procedure performed, one, right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, comma, supraspinatus tear, period. Number two, arthroscopic biceps tendinodesis, tenodesis, that's T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S. Number three, arthroscopic subacromial decompression, period. Final post-op diagnosis is one, full thickness supraspinatus rotator cuff tear, two, high-grade partial thickness biceps tendon, three, degenerative tearing of the anterior labrum, four, morbid obesity, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as it relates to the work injury of March 23rd, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, torn rotator cuff with complete thickness tearing of the supraspinatus tendon, comma, and biceps tendon tear, period. All of these diagnoses resulting in corrective surgery, July 13th, 2020, period. Number two, right upper extremity trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, tearing of the superior and posterior labrum, possibly chronic, period. The above three diagnoses were caused by the work injury of March 23rd, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note table 15-5, period. The patient has a 13% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to an 8% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. This 8% whole body impairment is directly and totally caused by the work injury of March 23rd, 2020, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in his right shoulder for the remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Ongoing over-the-counter medication will cost $85 a month for the remainder of his life period. Some injections in his right shoulder will cost approximately $2,500 period. A shoulder brace or splint will cost $250, need to be replaced every 3 years period. A TENS unit will cost $500 period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.